to the Ed Dye Podcast with me, Brandon, your new host, because no one cares about Ed Dye.
I will kill you. I will end you. Welcome to episode 46 now.
Yeah.
Well, episode 46. That's quite a damn lot. I think we've already broken the year. Been doing this for over a year now.
Wow.
Officially.
You already have.
And now that we got the summer, we got the youngin' with us, so we might have him more often here and there. But it's perfect that we have Brandon with us, because today's episode, we're talking about something that's interesting. It creeps out some people. Other people find it interesting. And overall, it's a mystery that Lee is very mysterious.
True.
That was really bad. All right. Anyway, we're talking about the black-eyed children. All right. What are the black-eyed children? They are not the kids of the black-eyed peas. All right, they got nothing to do with Fergie. Do you know who the Black Eyed Peas are?
No.
You have no damn clue. You're too young for that, and I'm too old for that.
Yeah.
They were a music group. They had a song that goes, "Let's get it started." They had to change the words because Rizzy said, "Let's get retarded." And people didn't like that and stuff. All right, so what are the Black Eyed Children? Tell me, what do you know about them?
What do I think they are?
Well, what do you know about them? And talking to the mic.
What I know about them is they're these children that randomly stare at you, try to hop in whatever vehicle, house, or whatever you're in. They try to, like, mind control you using brainwaves or just using their, you know, straight-up adorableness. Until then you realize...
State of adorableness. Interesting.
Until you look at... Until all of a sudden their eyes turn pure black. That's all I know.
Yeah, because I do hate going to, like, Walmart and then being overly adorabled by a child. As according to you, their state of adorableness. All right. What are the black eyed kids? According to Wikipedia, and you were close. I mean, you pretty much more or less gave a very rough description of what they are. Put it over here. This is what Wikipedia officially says. The black-eyed children, or the black-eyed kids, are an urban legend of supposed paranormal creatures that resemble children between the ages of 6 to 16. Hey, you fall right in there.
Yay.
With pale skin and black eyes, who are reportedly seen hitchhiking or panhandling, or are encountered on doorsteps of residential homes. Tales of black-eyed children have appeared in pop culture since the late 1990s. See, that's what's interesting, because I was looking up information on these kids. I don't find much information going before the 90s. And some of the people are pretty much say that they're more of a urban legend, a creepypasta. But it seems, you know, what was an urban legend or creepypasta, I said creamy, a creepypasta.
You hungry?
Looks like it might have become an actual phenomenon, because there are reports still popping up about encounters going to as recent as last year, 2016. It's interesting because, like I said, the reports seem to start in the 90s. I couldn't find any reports or anybody talking about them before the 90s. But before the 90s, there was something else people were talking about, and that some people do seem a connection to something else that they think it might be. The black eyed kids are popular enough that a couple of YouTube channels actually do talk about them. One of the YouTube channels that I actually do watch on a consistent basis, and I do recommend, is the YouTube channel Paranormal Junkie. And they've done, I should say he's done, because it seems to be one guy. He's done two videos about it due to popular demand. And I'll put the links here, if you're on our page, I'll put the links there so you can follow. Otherwise, just go to YouTube channel and look up Paranormal Junkie. Just to warn you, the guy has a certain way of talking when he's telling you the stories about the black-eyed kids.
I can't help but laugh when I hear his voice.
Yeah, I'm not sure what it is. Yeah,
he has a comforting voice, but then as soon as he starts getting into the worst stuff, it, like, gets more uncomfortable but he's using the same voice.
Yes, he's got a certain way of describing things. I'd love to see him describe something as messed up as, "I lifted myself off the toilet. I rolled some toilet paper into my hand and slowly wiped it up the middle of my buttocks. I had done a poop and I had wiped my ass. And it was very good."
Dun, dun, dun.
And snap along the floor. Like I said, he's done two videos, and lots of his, because people have been asking for more reason. I'm pretty sure his viewers are probably asking for more information on the videos. So feel free to check them out. Now, most encounters with the Black Eyed Kids follow the same pattern. Yeah, do you remember the patterns?
Kids knock and wave at a person. I'm pretty sure the kids knock of a or wave at a person.
Then they ask for help, or they're asking what, for a ride or to be let in.
Person feels odd, fear, or overwhelmed.
They notice the eyes and usually try to run away or say no to the children.
The child keeps asking until they go away.
You know what? Maybe I should make this about the illiterate children. The child?
No.
He's reading the list here I have. All right. So let's break it down. The first thing that happens is people either see them waving them down, or they walk up to someone, or people...
Imagine they're all Satanists.
Find them. Oh, well, maybe. But find them on the front door. They come knocking on your door, come up to your car, or they try to wave you down if you're somewhere. Which is odd. Which most people, when it's a kid between that age, you're usually not scared. That's like, imagine your brother coming up to the car and asking, like a little kid asking for help. Most people are not... Right off the bat.
Me when I see their eyes. Reverse.
But that's not even the first part. We haven't even gotten to the eyes yet. First, it's they come up to you looking all innocent like, and then usually they want some kind of help. They want a ride, or they just want you to let them into the house, which gets creepy, because some of them, I can understand, hi, could you help us? Or could I get a ride somewhere? A little kid, maybe lost, but 10-year-old kid coming to your house. Hi, could you let me in? That's a court case waiting to happen. Well, after the kid, usually after the kids ask for help, at some point during the conversation, most of these people that encounter the Black Eyed Kids, at some point they start to feel weird. Like, they're already uneasy about the kid coming up to them, but at some point they seem to just, for some reason, start to feel
ill,
fear. And a lot of times, and they don't know why fear. When's the last time you had a 6-year-old kid come and knock on your door, and you're like, oh my god, what am I gonna do? It's a 6-year-old kid.
Last time I saw my brother.
And eventually, after they're getting scared, they do notice the kid's eyes, and that's what freaks the living shit out of everybody. When the kids have fully blacked out eyes.
If I see my brother with those contacts on, don't expect me to not punch him.
Dude, if I see your brother with those contacts on, he's tasting the bottom of my foot right across his face. Like I said, the eyes usually, they notice the eyes, and that's when they notice that their eyes seem to be all black. Now, what's creepy is it's what I find interesting is that people say that they notice the eyes are all black. Now, I'm wondering, and this is something that not everyone has noticed in a lot of the cases, and I see people looking up information about the Black Eyed Kids, no one's noticed. Everyone always says at some point, I noticed that their eyes are all black. Were they all black when they walked up to you, or did their eyes turn black at some point and you only just noticed? That's what I've always wondered. Think about it, right? Maybe they do look normal. At some point, they do turn all black. I'm assuming at all points, everyone's assuming that they're probably black all the time. Although I don't know how you mix into like modern culture with.
Wait, wasn't that blood. Video?
Well, we're going to talk about that too.
Oh, wait. What? And Ed, you're lucky that you haven't found out, because, well, then you would have one knocking on your door.
Well, when I tell you information about this video, you're going to be like, I can get one knocking on the door if I want to. And we'll see. We're not going to do it, but I'll tell you about it. Now, what happens is they ask for help or whatever. Most people freak out. Once they're freaking out, it's kind of like, get the hell away from me. Leave us alone. Most of the time, the kids will continue asking for help or let me in, and will usually leave. But there's some instances where the people as they're telling the kids no, that they have found themselves, even though they're saying no, reaching for the door, like they're going to actually open the door without them realizing that they're reaching for the door, which begs the question, do these kids have mind control powers? No one seems to know for sure, because no one freaking knows what the fuck they are to begin with. But I mean, if you think about it, like, one case says a woman, she told the kid no and she backed away from the door, but she realized that she's backing away from the door, she felt like something still pulling her toward, wanting to move towards the door and reach for the doorknob. Another case of a guy where the two kids came up to him at his car. He was telling the kids no. He had already noticed their eyes. He's telling them no, but when he looked down his hand, he saw his hand reaching for the button on the door to unlock the doors. Which is interesting. What?
Well, just whatever you do, don't be cutting meat while doing that.
Well, oh, yeah. Well, that's true. You don't know what the hell they're going to make you do. Now, most people who have come in contact with these kids, now this is where I want to ask you what you think.
Okay.
Most people who have come in contact with these things, they think that they're connected to either extraterrestrials, meaning aliens, or some think that they may be vampires or ghosts. So running off what you know so far, what do you think? Aliens, vampires, or ghosts?
I'm going to go with possessed children.
Possessed by? Aliens, vampires, or ghosts?
I'm guessing demons.
Demons? All right, so you want to put it more into the demonic ghost level. Now, I can understand the extraterrestrial thing, and I'll tell you why.
The grays.
Well, not just the grays. It's
their eyes and then the reptilian.
No, the connection. Well, no, you're right there, but this connection, right? The kids are usually very pale-skinned, fully blackout eyes. They're always young, and they always seem to be dressed in all black. Do you know who else is described as having very pale skin, usually dressed in all black?
Who?
The Men in Black. Do you know who the Men in Black are? I don't mean Will Smith. Ha ha ha. They come the MIBs. Ha ha ha. MIBs. Here come the Men in Black. Fuck that shit, you mother. No, well, it's interesting because there is a case, and I think there's maybe more than one case, if I remember, but I did read one or two cases where the kids kept asking to be let in, and at some point, the kids seemed to walk away and get into a car, which seemed to be picked up by a black car that seemed to be driven by Men in Black. So there is that possible connection to the whole extraterrestrials, Men in Black thing.
What do you think? So it's only the maximum age number so far as we think is 16.
Yeah, it seems to be 6 to 16. Okay. So I guess once puberty is done, you can't be a black-eyed kid. You become a Men in Black officially, I guess.
Well, this happens. Wait. Yeah, clone. Cloning.
Good. You think maybe they're clone? I mean, it's possible. Maybe it's based off of one. No, but they're described as all different types. I do remember one case where they actually mentioned it being an African-American kid.
So, what I was thinking is maybe they are extraterrestrials that somehow look like us. There is a planet, that looks like Earth, lots of, light years away, millions, anyway. So, I don't know how they found it, through satellites. So, maybe they're from there, and then once they turn 16, they get out of the hand from the Men in Black, and the Men in Black can't control them, so they kill them.
But that doesn't explain what the hell they're doing here and what the fuck they want. That's the other thing. We don't know what they want. They keep wanting to be let in or they want to ride somewhere.
Maybe like how they make you like almost control you. Maybe that's their tight way of practicing to like see if they can mind control.
Oh, so you think it's like, you think it's like a bunch of Mormons being like the way the Mormons send out their young kids out into the world to talk to people as practice? That's possible. Do we got Mormon aliens knocking on the door being asked to let in? Young Mormons, have you heard the word of God? No. Well, would you let me in anyway? Let me in. Let me in. I mean, do you know what a Mormon is to begin with?
No.
A Mormon, it's a type of a Christian religion, and they're just famous. This is going to be a long-winded explanation. Just a short version. When around the age of teenagers, they're sent out into the world, and they have to go knocking on the door and just find people to, like, invite to their religion. So essentially, if you get a knock on the door from two young kids, look and see if they have full black eyes. If they don't have full black eyes, they might just be a pair of Mormons looking to talk about religion with you. I mean, the Mormons are the black-eyed kids have black eyes, pale skin, and usually dressed in black. The Mormons are usually wearing a suit, a white shirt with a black tie, and they usually have a book bag on. I don't know what that's about. I don't know why it's always a book bag. It's always a backpack, never a briefcase. Now, going back to the blackout children, and what's interesting is that while they seem to scare the living crap out of most people that meet them, and not just from the eyes, because some people say they feel fear from the moment the kids knock on the door, knock, talk to them, even before they notice their eyes, lots of people are already nervous.
Maybe that's the Maybe that's why sometimes, like, the kids that don't make you nervous as soon as they talk to you are one of the ones that are going on to the next level of the playing field, where then they're going to be chosen to be elitely.
You got a whole backstory in your head of what they could be, don't you?
Yep.
You should write it down and write a book, either that or I'm going to check, I'm gonna check your eyeballs later.
And then if I have random people in black waiting to pick me up outside of school next year, then I'm...
If I find you with black eyes, I'm beating the living shit out of you. You heard it here first, folks. I'm not condoning beating kids, but if this kid's got full blackout eyes, he's getting a beatdown from me. But it's interesting what you're saying. You're bringing up the fact that maybe some of them can control whether you're scared around them normally, but maybe some of them can control whether they scare you or not.
Yeah.
It's interesting because, I mean, most people are getting scared around them, but they're not directly dangerous. There's, like, no reason for you to be scared. They're not holding a weapon. They're not threatening you. They're not doing anything.
Maybe that's the part that they want to practice so that you don't do that anymore. Just like how the men in black somehow almost never get caught on camera. Maybe they use their powers, and instead of the side effect of you being fearful for all of a sudden, they fix that.
You think like they're using the telekinetic powers or whatever and it's affecting us?
Yeah.
It's possible, because there's a couple other things that I'm going to discuss later on too that also has to do with them, that has to do with things along those lines. But no, what I wanted to get to is, now while they're not dangerous, so there's no reason to be directly scared of them. Everyone's still scared, but for some reason, and this is what the reason a lot of people think vampire, for some reason, they can't seem to come into your house unless you let them in. Like, you have to open the door. Sometimes the door, I think some people even mention the door is not even locked, but they ask to be let in the way vampires do. And in keeping with the whole vampire thing, they also seem to keep away from the light. They always seem to be coming at night or like on a cloudy or dark day. And some encounters have them appearing after the power has gone out. I remember there's one encounter I read of at a gas station where the power went out and then the kids appeared at the door. And the guy's like, I can't let you in because there's no power. I can't sell anything to you. Or there is some situations where the power goes out once the kids appear. Like, they'll appear there and then the power goes out. So, I mean, that is interesting that you say that about maybe it's some kind of telekinetic energy or power that they're using on us, I guess, which is also interesting, yeah, because that's what people are talking about, how they feel loss of the control of their body. Maybe that's what they're doing. Yeah. too much juice today. Yeah, like one of the encounters has a man noticing that he was reaching to open his car door without wanting to. Another one, like I said before, the woman stepped back, but she felt a force pulling her or pushing her back towards the front door, even though she was trying to step away from it. It's interesting. Now, what I wanted to tell you, because this is what you brought up, the whole telekinetic thing. All right, telekinetic, right? They have powers. Okay. Now, let's say their powers are affecting how the humans are feeling and maybe controlling them, and maybe their powers is what's causing the lights to go out. Some people, and there's been accounts where some people say when they've encountered the kids, they've heard a buzzing sound, like a kind of like the hum. Remember the episode we did on the hum?
Yeah, I remember that.
Oh, yeah. Now, some people say they've heard that sound. Now, this is where this is going to, where I told you about it, because this is the one you mentioned before. YouTube channel Fantastic Daily did a video where they mentioned the noise, just like the hum, which we covered, what was that, episode 42?
Yep.
That people have heard when they've recorded supposed encounters with the children, or that they've heard when they've encountered them. Now, Fantastic Daily did a couple of videos on the black-eyed children talking about it, but they cross-referenced videos and sounds, and they figured out there is a certain sound. Like, he was able to piece together and found that there is a certain vibrating humming sound, which I'm not going to play here, which seems to be the sound that everyone says they hear when they encounter these black-eyed children. So what did he do? He found the sound. He recorded it. He looped it on his computer. You know what loop is, right? When it plays over and over.
I remember that video.
Okay, yes, you saw this video, right? You saw it, yeah. Now, what did he do? He looped it and played it the front window to his house, right? Correct. And he played it for a while and nothing happened. And then he's like, maybe it's not loud enough. So he put it closer. And what, I think he put a speaker on it or something? Yeah. Made it louder?
Bigger speaker.
And he let it play overnight. Now, what do you remember from the video? Because I watched it recently.
I remember from the video that there, I think it was either a girl or a young boy that walked up and then realized nothing was there and walked away.
Yeah.
They stayed there for hours, though.
Yeah, in the video, the guy said he left it for hours, and you do see in the video what looks like, you're right, it looks kind of like a young girl. I can't say how young because the video is not, because they're outside and it's not clear, but they're on the porch. You see someone walk up on the porch, and I think you're right. I think they did stand there for a few hours looking into the house, and he's thinking, yeah, that it was lured by the sound. Now, the guy, I remember he saw, I think he did see in the video what he captured, and he went outside to look around. So part of the video ends with him walking around outside looking for her and yelling hello, but finding nothing. If you guys want to see this video, I will put a link to it at the bottom of the information page here on the website. And I'll tell you right now, that is, it is some creepy ass shit. White girl appearing on your front porch. Some people, that's a dream. Other people, that's a fear. Some people, that's a hate crime waiting to happen.
Wait. But if they usually have pale skin, then how come they said that one of them were African American?
Well, that's what I found interesting. There's been, I remember, I did read one or two accounts where there was, they did mention it was an African American. I don't know, maybe he was light skinned. I have no clue.
Albino?
No, not albino. Jesus Christ. I'd be freaked out by an albino. I think even your dad was saying he heard that most of the encounters happen in England, but no, they're spread out throughout the world. I guess mostly in the UK and here in the United States is where we hear most about them. Cause I doubt somebody in like the middle of the Amazon in South America is like, holy shit, we just came across the black eyed kid. Oh, fucking anaconda. I think they're more busy about the huge ass snake than the kid in all black.
True.
Now this is what I want to talk about on this other situation. Now, most people talk about how they encounter the kids. They basically tell the kids to fuck off and the kids are gone, right? Most encounters end with the victims feeling dread and the kids running away. But there is one encounter from 2016, which sticks out because in this case, and this was posted, this woman wrote an email to a website and they posted the story up, which you can find if you really do look for it. In this case, the woman and her husband essentially said that they encountered the kids and they let them into their house. So this makes this case way different from all the other ones.
Do you know if the woman is still alive?
Well, that's what I want to tell you. Essentially, her story is, just, I'm really summarizing up because I think we did tell you the story.
Yeah.
I did tell you the story.
In the car, eating Taco Bell.
Yeah, very, very basic. Yeah, in the car eating Taco Bell. Very basic story was kids came knocking. She saw them. Sweet old lady. She let them in. The kids acted weird, just very quiet. It was a boy and a girl. Her cats were like, what the hell, staying away from the kids all the time, and they kept hissing at them. The husband, I think, stayed in the living room with them. The woman got up to go, I think, get them snacks. The kids asked for the bathroom. The husband showed them where the bathroom was. While the kids were in the bathroom, apparently the lights went out and everyone was freaking out. The kids, as the lights went out, the husband got up and she dropped, like, out of fear of just what was going on, she dropped whatever she was getting for the kids.
Cookies, I appreciate.
And then they found the kids standing in the hallway after being asked, you know, to be let in. Our parents will be here soon, they kept saying. The kids are standing in the hallway and they just basically go, they're here. And the kids walk out the front door, and out in front of the house, parked at the far end of the driveway, was a black car, and a tall man, which would be described as a man in black, stepped out, opens the door, let the kids in, kept looking. The woman waved. At some point, I do remember the husband got a really bad nosebleed. The woman waved. Nobody reacts. They get in the car and drove away. That's where more or less the encounter ends. It's what's happened afterwards. The woman had four cats. Three of her cats went missing. The one cat that didn't go missing ended up dying from like its insides like rupturing out of nowhere like a couple of weeks later. Her and her husband had become severely sick. He apparently has got a very, very advanced form of skin cancer out of nowhere. The kind that usually you would get from...
1,000 sun degree burns.
Yeah, sun degree burns or being in the sunlight, which he doesn't do from the story. She says he doesn't go to the sun. She herself is sick. They're both prone to getting nosebleeds a lot. I don't remember all the other symptoms of what they both have, but I do remember reading. Bad. Yeah, well, yeah, I mean... Bitch, don't let no kids in your house. But I do remember.
She was so sweet.
She was, yeah, she was You're sweet. But you know what? You're going to learn today. Don't let little kids in your house.
Next time I see one, I'm going to flip off at the.
No, because what if they make your finger burn off? We don't know what these little bastards are. And if it's not a black-eyed kid, you don't want to piss off a Mormon kid. You know why? Because they'll get you. I don't know what the Mormons do, but they'll get you. Any Mormons out there, feel free to let us know what's going on.
I wonder if there's a psychopath somewhere in the world that probably ended up abducting the kid that went to their door.
And a black-eyed kid?
Yeah. But they probably ended up killing.
The you know,
probably ended up dying.
You know, that would make an interesting story. Maybe they're looking for help. Maybe they're looking for someone themselves, and they just don't know how to communicate. I mean, that's a good point.
And maybe
we don't know what they want.
Maybe he tried dissecting them and then he ended up dying anyway from...
See, now you're getting into specifics of shit that we don't know. He's making shit up. This is where you got to keep your mouth closed and type it and write a book.
Clipping things together.
But...
I'm probably going to write a book called Theories of the Black Eye Kids.
Theories of the Black Eye Kids. I'm going to give you a black eye. But whether these stories are true or not, here's the thing. There doesn't seem to be any concrete proof of these people actually existing. It's all hearsay. It's all stories of people saying, I heard this, I heard that.
I'd expect at least a selfie.
Well, yeah, you think someone between the ages of 6 to 16 would be taking selfies like, oh my God, check this out. We're totally going to, holding the phone up at an angle, doing a duck face. We're totally going to knock on this bitch's door and see if she lets us in today.
Not in her mid-20s. She's still doing it.
That gives me an idea. That gives me an idea, actually. I'm not going to tell you what, but it gives me an idea.
Later.
The only proof that we seem to have is the guy's video where the black-eyed kid apparently appeared on his front porch. There was a supposed case of two kids who apparently were arrested that supposedly were black-eyed kids, and then somehow they either escaped or ran away, but that their pictures were taken. I don't remember the details of that, but I do remember hearing that was kind of debunked or even made up or just blown out of proportion. That it really wasn't really black-eyed kids. But what do you guys think? What do you think?
I think I'm a find the sound, loop in, get some thermal crossbows.
Thermal. Well, you know what? You know what I'd love to. You know what? The one story I don't see. I hear about the kids coming up to people's cars at night. And it tends to be white people only getting affected by this. I haven't heard any situation of the black-eyed kids walking up and knocking on someone's like door in like the hood.
Hello. Where the hood at?
Yeah, exactly. You know what I'm saying? It's like the black-eyed kids, do they know better not to go into the hood? You know, like knock, 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 let us in. Who the fuck there? Who the fuck there? Let us in. Bitch, I don't know you. You selling Norway products?
Yes.
I mean, Mormon, I'll tell you this much. If that's the case, I'll tell you right now, the Mormons have bigger balls than the black-eyed kids do, because I've seen the Mormons walking in like the harsh ghetto areas. I've seen them walking there. I've seen them. White-ass kids walking around with their book bags on trying to talk about God. I've seen them because I've been in the hood. No, I'm saying I'm from the streets. Now, you people let us know what you think. I mean...
I'm better than the streets than you, smash your face in.
Tell us what you think. Hit us up on Facebook, Ed Die Podcast, or Is Ed Die Dead? Get us on the website, isediedead.com. Hit us up on Instagram, Twitter. Let us know what you think. Have you encountered something? Do you think they're bull? You making them up? Have you heard a story about black-eyed kids or anything else that's paranormal in that case? Is your house haunted? Have you been touched by a ghost? Show me on the bear where the ghost touched you.
Do you have plumbing problems?
Yes, you have plumbing problems. Are the ghosts making the poo not go down in your toilet? As funny as that's being, yo, it's true. I'm pretty sure somebody's got toilet issues, paranormal toilet issues. Do you have paranormal poop?
Let me know. Polter poop.
Let us know what you think. Hit us up. The comments, the Facebook, the social media, the Twitter, the Instagram. Let's talk about the paranormal stuff. Got any last words to say?
Bye.